Shalom Aleichem Rabotai, this is Rabbi Kovacs, and we are continuing Mishneh Yomi. Today we are finishing Bezrat Hashem Shvit. We are in the 10th Peret of Shvit at the 9th Mishnah, the final Mishnah. And in just a few moments, we'll be beginning Trumot. Baruch Hashem, we have in the Art Scroll, we have them in one volume. And so if not, get your Trumot ready. Mishnah Tes, HaMachzir Chov B'Shvit, someone who returns a debt. He repays his loan after the Shvi'it year. Ruach Chachamim Nochechamenu. The spirit of the sages is pleased with him. This is a great thing. Now, this is even though the debt was canceled, and even though when he went to return the debt, as yesterday's Mishnah taught, the lender has to say, you know, I am misham at the debt. You really don't have to pay. But if he goes ahead and pays anyway, that's considered a great thing. It's considered a big chesed. A similar concept, the Mishnah continues, Halove min hager, somebody borrowed from a convert, shenit gairu vonov imo, that his sons converted with him. Lo yachzir levonov, he really doesn't have to return it to the sons if the father died. And the reason for this is a halachic concept called ger shemit gair kekoton shenola dummy. He's born again as a new human being, and doesn't have the same family relationships he had previously before his gerus. So even though the family converted at one time, and they're still living all under one roof as a family, they're not halachically considered the same, to have the same bond between father and son, and to be legally a yorish, an inheritor of the father. But somebody who returns it to them anyway, who repays the sons, the loan of the father, that's considered a great thing. If he does return, that's an amazing thing, and the sages are very happy with this man. Now the final statement of Shvi'it is very interesting. Kol ha'metaltelin, all movable items, movable property, not things that are like land. Niknin b'meshicha, we do a kinyan, an act of ownership with Meshicha, through drawing it close. This is very interesting because there's a discussion in Bava Metzia around 48, 49 in Bava Metzia, Maus Kanos Deraisa, on a level of Torah law, paying the money for movable property makes it Kone, but the issue is somebody may put the money down for a bundle of produce, a barrel of wine, something like this, and it's still in the seller's attic, and a fire breaks out. And God forbid, burns up the whole attic, and the wine is gone. So it's going to cause issues because the buyer paid the money, really, and the barrel belonged to him, but still in the property of the seller, and the seller wasn't careful to prevent the fire, and it's going to cause a lot of legal arguments. So actually, at a rabbinical level, there's a kinyan meshicha required for really full ownership before that barrel of wine is his. So the Mishnah comments, kol mekayim et dvaro, somebody who upholds his word, ruach chachamim nochechemenu. So really, if a man paid the money, so on a biblical level it's his, so he should not back out of the deal, even if there's some issue taking place. He should continue the deal because he's put the money down, even though he hasn't done the Meshicha quite yet, but he should not back out. There's actually an interesting concept in Halacha. We've all heard of a Misha Beirach. Someone gets an Aliyah, he gets a Misha Beirach, meaning the one who blessed, but our sages have the opposite, called a Misha Parah. Not just Misha Beirach, Misha Parah, the one who punished, and it's the one who punished the Dora Mabul, the generation of the flood, and the Dora Flaga, the ones who built the Tower of Babel, and Sodom and the Mora, and the Mitzrim by the Yam. He's going to punish someone who does not keep his word. The Torah says, have a hin tzedek. Hin tzedek is a hein tzedek. When you say yes, you have to really mean it. So the Misha Parah is the opposite of the Misha Beirach, and it's sort of this rabbinical curse on someone who does not continue through the deal or uphold his word. It's very interesting, Rabotai, that Shvi'it ends with this Mishnah about property rights and what are really your deraita versus derabanan rights to your property and business deals, because most of Shvi'it is talking about making things hefker and allowing everybody else to come into your field or your vineyard or your orchard and take whatever they want on the sabbatical year, and yet it ends with a statement that private property and the freedom to transact your own business deals is a very important Jewish value. And this reminds us that even in the Messianic age, after war is done and abolished, there's still private property. This is a Mefurish Pasuk in Micha, the fourth Perek, the fourth Pasuk. V'yashvu ish tochet gofno v'tochet tenato v'ein mocharid ki pi Adonai Tzvot diber. Every man will sit under his own orchard, his own grapevine, his own fig orchard, and no one will intimidate him and try to take his own property. So it's an amazing concept contrasting the whole Masechta about the Hefger of Shemitah with private property. Mazel Tov Rabotai, and now we are beginning Trumot. We are, Baruch Hashem, familiar with Truma. It's also called Truma Gedola. It's the first item separated from untithed produce, and it goes to a Kohen. We've discussed it in Masechet Demai in detail, and we're going to jump right in. So Truma, Perek Aleph Mishnah of Chamisha, five different people, Lo Yitromu. They should not take Truma Lechatchila. V'im Tarmu, if they went ahead and took Truma, Ein Trumatan Truma. It doesn't work. Someone would have to go back and fix it again. Who are they? A cherish, a deaf mute who's not considered able to communicate because of his disabilities and doesn't have the sound mind required to understand what he's doing. Hashote, somebody who lacks the intellectual function to make kinyonim. A katan, a minor, is also considered to lack the ability to make kinyonim. Turim et she'enu shelo, somebody who's tithing produce that's not his. And here he has not been made a shaliach to do so. He's just doing it out of his own volition without permission. Ovid kuchavim shetorim et shel Yisrael, and a non-Jew who tithes Jewish-owned produce. Afilu bershut, even if he had been made a shaliach by the owner of these crops, ein trumato truma, this does not count as truma. The Bartner explains this last case. There's actually a pasuk, ken torimu gam atem, in Bamidbar, also you, this gam l'rabot shluchachem, gam also includes a shaliach. You make a shaliach for truma, ma'atem b'nei brit, af shluchachem b'nei brit, but the shaliach has to be someone who's chayiv in the mitzvah of hafrasha truma. It has to be somebody in the parsha of truma. And we'll continue with this concept tomorrow. Shkoyach rabosai, mazel tov on Shemitah.